Next up, we've got Glenny with Who Am I?
In society, but is it me or some kind of facsimile? I'm not Kilroy, I'm not even Rayon. I'm behind a curtain or at least some kind of veil. A whole lot of Jabra, a little bit frick, a whole lot of Gilligan and Jack.
During the listening party, Ryan and I and Brian were all in the same room, and when I heard that vocoder again, I looked at Ryan and we grinned at each other. I also quipped that Fatboy Slim wants his drum loop back when the breakbeat kicked in. But that was cool because there's an energy to this song which is undeniable, and it starts a little bit slow, so I was a little bit worried at first. It really picked up as the song went along, and I was bopping my head to this after that. You know, I'm here for Glenny's self-reflective wondering and who he is, and in response to the sort of strident denials from the definitely not secretly Glenny people. So what can I say? I find all of the in-jokes associated with this fun, and this song doesn't hurt that it's up-tempo prog rock song, and the Who Am I lines in the chorus I think are pretty great.
I respect Glenny and his things, but his music is not to my taste, and generally speaking, so I don't feel like he should care about my opinion at all. It was okay. I liked some of the lyrics. I liked the subtle, befuddled rhyme. I thought that was really well done. Ultimately, though, this is a huge in-joke, and like all in-jokes, they are a bit opaque to somebody who is outside.
I think it's fair about the in-joke stuff. But, you know, since we're here, I'm going to take the license to enjoy that in-joke stuff. I think this is a good, funny, meta, a well-produced and enjoyable response to, well, another band in this competition. So I just enjoyed this a whole lot. But the only big problem with the song is that in this scenario, we know the deal with the singer better than the singer does. So he's setting himself up as a sort of a, I don't know, what would you call it? Like an unreliable narrator? And if we know anything about music, it's that you should never, ever, ever have an unreliable narrator in a song. Well, if I could disqualify this song because it has an unreliable narrator, then I definitely would do that, but I'm not allowed to. It's, you know, it doesn't matter. But just know that if your song has an unreliable narrator in it, then it is not music, and it's bad, and you're doing something wrong.
You have some oddly specific tastes.
I would almost say that you are subtle and befuddled.
Nonsense.